Simply put, if a court dismisses a lawsuit on the basis of lack of standing to sue, it cannot, under court rules, issue a ruling on the legal issue of the suit before it, because a dismissal means the court states it has no authority to issue a ruling on the matter. Thus, all legal issues, constitutional or otherwise, that existed before the suit was filed must remain unaltered following the dismissal. If they are altered, the court has in fact issued a ruling, thus nullifying its own dismissal. In the case of Walker v. United States, as no federal lawsuit had ever directly addressed the legal issue of an Article V convention call, the original intent of the framers of the Constitution, that the call is peremptory or absolutely mandatory on the part of Congress, was the prevailing constitutional rule. This intent was affirmed in four separate Supreme Court rulings. Judge Cogener ignored them all. If Judge Cogener had intended to dismiss on lack of standing, it would mean he was conceding he had no jurisdiction to rule. Therefore, under court rules, he could not raise the issue of political question doctrine, as such doctrine had never been applied to the convention call prior to the lawsuit. Under the rules, he would have had to affirm Congress was required to obey the Constitution, and thus call an Article V convention in order to leave the constitutional issue as it was before the suit. As the issue of whether or not Congress must call a convention was the only one before him, this absolute meant Judge Cogener had no choice but to make a ruling regardless of the issue of standing. Judge Cogener chose not to affirm the peremptory instructions of the framers. Instead, he assigned the convention call to the political question doctrine, something no other court had ever done before. He did so by citing Coleman v. Miller, 307 U.S. 433, 1939, as his legal precedent. In Coleman, Congress was given exclusive control of the amendatory process by the Supreme Court. Judge Cogener extended this exclusive control to include all of the amendatory process, including the heretofore peremptory call for an Article V convention. The political question doctrine, at its minimum, allows for the government body assigned to make decisions regarding a specific constitutional task rather than that being done by the court. Such decisions obviously include when and if to carry out the specific constitutional task. But the problem is, the framers of the Constitution foresaw the political question doctrine and specifically stated Congress was to have no option in this regard. Judge Cogener gave them that option, allowing Congress the option not to call a convention or the right to veto the text of the Constitution, rather than being peremptorily required to call an Article V convention, as intended by the framers of our Constitution. Further, Judge Cogener established that federal courts have, by right of judicial decree, the authority to amend, ignore, or simply rewrite the direct text of the Constitution. As there was no other legal text in question before the court, except the language of the Constitution itself, and this language was altered as to meaning and intent, no other conclusion is possible. The convention call is contained in no other law except the Constitution, which describes itself as supreme law. Therefore, when Judge Cogener ruled Congress could, under the political question doctrine, ignore or veto that text in that law, he was in fact ruling Congress could veto the Constitution.